and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thank you for being here. Yesterday, a court decision, a federal court in Arizona, made a decision that further gave a defeat to the mask mandates within the Biden administration. This was a lawsuit that was brought by Attorney General Mark Brnovich, and he joins us now. First of all, Mr. Attorney General, let's talk about what this actually means. What does this mean from this decision that was rendered yesterday?
Well, look, it's another victory for medical freedom because the district judge here issued a preliminary injunction that says federal officials and entities cannot enforce vaccine mandates on federal contractors or subcontractors in Arizona. So you may recall we've been involved in other lawsuits. So we now essentially have a nationwide injunction, stopping the Biden administration from mandating contractors get their employees vaccinated. We have another case that said that you can't have federal employees being required to get the vaccine. And of course, we had the case of the Supreme Court a couple weeks ago that said that OSHA can't require the vaccine on private employers with more than 100 employees. So there have been a string of victories we've been involved in, and this is another one. Because, you know, Mike, this is all about allowing individuals to have the right to determine what they inject in their body. And that's why I keep fighting for this, because these are important constitutional principles that no government, no president should be able to tell you that, you know, you have to inject something in your body. And as I like to say, the government doesn't get to be your nanny, and it sure doesn't get to be your doctor either.
So this protects a different group of people other than the OSHA ruling. This now protects government contractors.
Yes, exactly. So this is, the hypothetical I've used. Let's say you're working at we have defense contractors here in Arizona. And, you know, the federal government was trying to say that if you had a government federal contract, even universities employees, that you would have to get your employees vaccinated. And so we obviously thought that the president didn't have that authority. It was unconstitutional. And the court agreed with us.
So based on what we know that the Supreme Court has said about OSHA, do you believe that this will go any further, or do you believe this will be the end of this?
I don't know. The interesting thing is out of the Georgia case, which was almost identical. In fact, it was identical. They kind of cut and pasted our case. The Biden administration has not appealed that. So I don't know. There's one side of me that was wondering is that were they waiting for this Arizona decision and they're going to appeal because they'll be in the Ninth Circuit and maybe they think they'll get a more favorable appellate panel here. But as of now, the Biden administration has not appealed it. So as of now, no federal contractor or subcontractor has to have their employees vaccinated against their will.
All right. While I have you, I have a couple other questions off of this topic, if you don't mind, because we only get you every once in a while. I'd love to just ask a couple of questions. Number one, the DOJ is investigating this case about fake electors, and Arizona is one of the states where they're saying fake electors were sent to Congress and they're calling for an investigation federally. Is it something you've been asked to be a part of the investigation, and can you give us any details about what's happening?
Well, Mike, I think you probably know that the Biden administration has essentially told us to pound sand on almost everything related to, you know, our desire to enforce the constitutionally and protect Arizona's, even on border security. And so I know a lot of folks have many questions and concerns regarding the 2020 elections. There are various inquiries going on in our country, both at the state level and the federal level. And as you know, we have an ongoing investigation related to the Senate audit report that was sent to us. So as to specific procedures regarding the authenticity of electors, the U.S. Department of Justice is exercising its original jurisdiction in that case. And so anybody that has any questions or concerns related to that should contact the Department of Justice. So,
all right. So I have one more question, and it's about the border, because Secretary Mayorkas was in town. The governor said that he should be impeached if he doesn't quit the job or been fired by the administration. But we also had Jonathan Lines on, who was a supervisor in Yuma County, that said he thought he had a very productive meeting. And it's kind of a wait and see now for them to fulfill the commitments they made at that meeting with Mayorkas. Where do you stand on Mayorkas and being, should he be fired? Should he be impeached?
Well, can you name one thing the Secretary Mayorkas has done to assist the American people that anything he's done to protect Arizona? Well, neither can I. And that's why, Mike, I actually have already called for Secretary Mayorkas to be impeached, because if anybody else was failing this bad at a job, they would obviously be removed. I mean, think about this. If you had a general that was needlessly costing tens of thousands of soldiers' lives, they would be court-martialed. And the fact that we know that the price of fentanyl, the price of methamphetamine is falling dramatically, we know that overdose deaths are rising not only here in Arizona, but throughout the country. Literally 100,000 people died last year of, you know, drug-related overdose deaths, you know, because the cartels are flooding drugs into our country. So Americans are dying. Our neighborhoods are left safe because of what Mayorkas is doing. So absolutely, I welcome anybody that joins me in calling for him to be impeached. And I think Cartel Kelly, Mark Kelly, should be put on the spot and ask, what is he doing to protect Arizona when it comes to the fiasco, the catastrophe that Biden created on our border?
Well, I always appreciate the time because I know it's very scarce for you right now. And I appreciate the update on this court case. And I look forward to seeing what's happening coming up.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike.